What's up, world? I'm Angelica Beener, and this is Milestones, a new podcast where my special guests and I take a deep look at landmark albums that are in a milestone year. I'm so excited to be launching this podcast. I can't even begin to tell you. It's been a long time coming, I'll just say that. When I was a child, albums were everything. They were magic to me. In fact, my earliest memories are centered around experiencing the albums my mother would play in our New York City apartment in the early 1980s. It was an enchanting sequence of events, the way she would finger through an album stack on the floor and pull her choice, and then the careful way she'd pull the vinyl from its jacket and flip it to the correct side with a two-handed dramatic flair. And then there was the placement of the record on the turntable, the lift of the arm and the perfect letdown of the needle. It never bounced. It never scratched. Sometimes perfectly cued to a song, other times searching for a specific place. The square jackets that held the vinyl were treasures in their own right to me. In fact, a lot of times I felt like the album was speaking to me through the art before I heard the music at all, because the art was just that vivid and that intriguing to me. And I would run my finger across the cottony worn edges of the jacket and inhale the smell and read the lyrics that were sometimes printed on the paper sleeve. It was the epitome of bliss for me. My love for music has always been paired with my love for music history, and as it pertains to albums, it was my love for liner notes, album credits, the fine print, the details. And music history has always been at the center of my passion for learning. There is nothing that I love learning about more than music. There is nothing I love talking about more than music, as you'll soon find out. And I guess in that way, I've always been a journalist. I think that's where my investigative music journalism began. When I was about 10 years old, I had this boombox, and it was a ratty, old, clunky piece of machinery. It was completely falling apart. The door for the cassette was gone. The buttons to record or play or fast forward, they were very, very temperamental and sticky. But this machine could produce amazing quality recordings. I'll never forget how professional grade the sound was that I could get out of this ratty old machine. And it was my baby. I love this machine. And I would walk around my grandparents' apartment. I would follow them and I would interview them. I would ask them about all kinds of historical facts, of course, but they always came back around to music. What were you listening to when you were younger? What were your parents listening to? What were my great-grandparents passing down to you when it came to music? What were the songs? What were the traditions around music? And in a way, I think that's how my journalism career actually began, because I think I've been doing this, seems like, all my life. And to that end, to those of you who don't know me, I'd love to give you a bit of an introduction to me. I am an award-winning journalist now and a music writer. I began my professional journey working in the music industry in 1998, and I worked with countless musicians and songwriters and artists over the last 20 plus years. For my work on the full feature documentary, Digging for Weldon Irvine. Now, with this podcast, I'm taking all of the passion of my lifelong love of music, and along with very special guests, bringing it to you in the hopes that you'll learn, that you'll discover and enjoy and take part in the beauty of music. I've curated an incredible selection of albums that are celebrating milestone anniversaries this year. And we're going to be examining these recordings and these artists in ways that feel inspired and hopefully connect you even deeper to the music, or perhaps even introduce you to the music or these particular artists for the first time. I'm so excited. It is going to be great. It's so lit. I'm your host, Angelica Beener. Let's go.